yelling, David, you come here.
We've come to take you home.
3 days later.
Nobody knew where you were, and your phone was off.
I texted Alexis.
I'm sorry for not responding to like one text, David.
Welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening. As always, I am your host, Nate Williams, joined faithfully by the...
Preshy.
By the Preshy. By the She Don't Messy.
True.
By the...
Sometimes Testy. Why am I...
I don't know. You're just chiming in. I'll take it. Sometimes Testy. I'll talk about my beautiful Ryman wife, Jennifer Ann Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, clap, 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 clap,
clap, clap,
clap, clap, clap, clap. Jen, you're as beautiful as the day is long.
Thank you.
I know that you are tired, and I respect that, but I still want to watch a movie when we get home.
Cool. What movie?
So, it's actually, so there's a comedian named Lil Rel.
Yeah.
You're familiar with his comedy stylings?
Mm-hmm. He's got that flat top haircut.
Well,
he used to in the show, no?
No.
Lil Rel?
Yeah. I mean, maybe in the show. Like
yeah,
in,
I
the
think
sh-
he did.
In his TV show? Yeah. Well, no. I think he has like a haircut similar to my dad's. Like a lower type
thing. Yeah, I think he
thing.
Does now. Yeah,
with
yeah.
With a beard and mm-hmm, all that. Yeah.
Wears glasses.
Yes. Yeah. So, funny dude, he just had a movie come out on Hulu. I forget
Hulu.
What it's called. But I know that it's available today. And I saw a commercial for it 2 days ago. I was like, yo, that's going to be funny.
Awesome.
So I want to watch that with you. And I think that it's a little bit of a mystery as well.
Love a good mystery.
I love the thing. Like, my favorite genre when it comes to movies is a mystery comedy.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Mm-hmm. Because I like to not know. I like the, it's suspenseful for me.
Yeah, it's
and
good.
And funny.
It's good.
Man, stop.
Those are like your two favorite things.
Love it. Yeah. You mix those two things together and I'm about it.
Yeah.
Date Night with Adam Sandler, surprisingly. Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. Or, excuse me.
Date Night's with...
No, I'm thinking of Date Night with Steve Carell and Tina Fey. That was a little bit of mystery, suspenseful,
that's
funny.
One of my, just most quoted.
Hilarious movie.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm not thinking of Date Night. There's a one with Adam
Jennifer
Sandler
Aniston.
And Jennifer Aniston. They're on a cruise.
Goodness me, she's in everything.
Holiday? No, that doesn't feel right.
I cruise know exactly what you're talking about.
Trip date?
I don't know. We're not going to think
of
it.
No, I can't think of it. I'll put it in the show notes. I'm not going to do that. Okay,
no.
So I don't want to. We've got a bunch of... Okay. I'll just say what it is. So we reached out to the gram, to Instagram, and I asked if anyone had some questions because I was thinking of doing like questions at the end of the show, but I feel like, man, if a bunch of people responded, we could have a whole episode worth of responding to questions.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So ask this probably, what did you say, 3 hours ago?
Yeah.
Okay, put it on Instagram, shared it to Facebook, which I guess you don't ever do. You never share stuff to Facebook, too?
No, I didn't know that was
your
an
Facebook
option.
Your Facebook stories? Yeah, you can.
I didn't even know it was an option for real.
Well, you learn something new every day. So I shared it. Okay, we got 29 miles of this. So
okay.
I can swipe up. I'm saying that meaning I can get on
the
gram.
Oh, I thought you were just telling me.
No. Do you want to read? Do you want to read the questions, or you want me to? I'll read it because I'll do it more dramatically. All right, this question comes from Haley Burgess.
Love her.
She's fantastic.
She's
says,
"So cute."
Can she's a great gal. Not really going to comment
crush.
On her physical
she cute,
appearance.
Cute.
Yeah, she's a attractive young lady with a heart of gold and.
You don't have to make it weird. No,
nice
I'm just kidding.
Nail bits. I was like, what do you keep saying? She presh presh.
She presh.
She cute. No, such a cutie. As soon as I chime in.
Who's
okay, now it's getting weird.
You're so weird. No,
it's
I'm
like,
just kidding.
No, she's,
she's
great. She's a nice person. Anyway, Haley, sorry for that weirdness. In the beginning, we're going to move forward. She said, can I come babysit?
Yes.
Girl,
please
yes.
Do.
And like, here's the thing, Haley, like, we're not kidding around. if you're about it for real, and you could let me and Jen take it like a date night type situation. We have a guest. We have a guest room. I'm being. I'm being 100%.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you for confirmation. Yes. Please come. We will pay for her meals. Yes.
Yeah.
We will pay for your meals.
Totally.
We will pay for your travel. Is that accurate? We would do that.
Sure.
Yeah. And we would. I mean, I don't know what the prices are or whatever, but yeah, you can happily watch Max. Happily, girl, reach out to Jen and we
right.
will.
We haven't
legit
had a date night away from Max.
We haven't
in
no.
months.
We haven't. We'll set you up with the breast milk and his sleep. Girl, don't play.
Right.
You'll find yourself at our house on a regular basis.
Right.
We're near the beach, so you can get some of the peak youth girls. And y'all can toot it
up. You guys can have a beach weekend.
Y'all can have a beach weekend. One of them watches them. The others, you know, toot it up, take some pictures, whatever.
Right.
So, yes, Haley, you can. Actually, we got three questions from Haley. Girl, blow it up. Question number two, why are you in a car?
Like, where are we going?
Well, we have headsets on, and I don't think people know all of our podcast stuff. And Corey was saying this before. Shout out to Corey for no reason. Corey was saying, like, yo, the quality of the audio is, like, pristine. It sounds great. Feels like you're, like, talking right into my ear. I was like, bro,
we are.
Well, we are, yes. I mean, if he has headphones in. But we're always in the car when we record these things. Mm-hmm. Always.
No, that's right.
The whole reason that this podcast started was because me and Jen, when she was pregnant, and unbeknownst to the world, because I think at that time only we knew, and honestly, that's it. We started having to do these like prenatal appointments. Is that what they're called? Prenatal
OBGYNs? Prenatal.
What are they called? Pregnancy appointments?
What are they called?
You would say like, hey, I got a, bio.
I honestly don't know.
Prenatal. I know there's prenatal vitamins.
Prenatal appointment?
I don't know. That's
prenatal is pre-pregnancy, no.
I don't know. What are those things called? You would just say, I have an appointment.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't even think we had
a name.
I don't think we really had a name.
OB appointment.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I got an appointment
pregnancy?
With Lisa. No, that doesn't. Anyway, the whole reason it started is because we would have to drive like 45 minutes to an hour to get to these appointments. And we kept having like really great conversations on the way there. And so I thought like, man, like these are really like, and we'd be laughing and like having like really good conversation about things. So I was like, man, why don't we like record this? And so I mentioned that to Jen. She was like, I don't know about all that. I said, please. And she said, okay. So it started with a Zoom recorder. Zoom or Zune? What is this thing called?
Zune spiraled out of control.
Okay, hold on. I'll tell it. I'll tell like it is because you're a little biased. Got a Zoom recorder, and that was like $200. And I would use this recorder I had one back in the day. I let a church use it. I never got it back. So shout out to that church. Got this recorder, fully hoping to use it for more videography things, and I have. But got this recorder, and then I got two handheld microphones so that we could hold the mics and talk to one another while on the road. And we did that for pretty much the entire first season.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the audio that you heard was, it's called like V7. If you want the mic, I can send you a link to it. But would use those handheld mics. But holding the mic, correct me if I'm wrong, was kind of difficult to do.
I thought it was fine. Now you all can hear when I chew, when I swallow.
Yeah, but you're not even chewing and swallowing that often.
I was earlier, and you hauled me out.
Well, yeah, because you got a loud... Jen has a very loud chew.
I have thin cheeks.
And I don't believe that's a thing.
It is.
I'm going to look it up.
We need to
Google
take a dexterity
test
what? Of our cheeks.
You know dexterity.
See how dexterous they are.
Oh, wow. So you went to public school, huh?
Well, here we go.
You went to public school,
the old charter school battle.
I think dexterity has to do with your fingers, I think.
Really? I thought it was like the thickness.
No. Density?
I don't know.
Diameter?
Again, I'm at a two. You asked me what I was at.
Okay,
it's going down.
My bad. Okay, my bad. Oh, this gives you back up to a three. So anyway, Haley, there is a gal part of the Nifty 50, and the Nifty 50 is the 50 or so folks that listen to this podcast. But she said, oh, man, like, it's really hard to hear Jen sometimes. You should get her one of those, like, Britney Spears mics where they go over your ear, you know, like
so
the headset
ones. So now what does Jen
ones.
Have?
So hold on, pause. So I thought, dang, like, haha, she was just kidding around. I wonder if they do make microphones like that. I look it up, boom, they do. Now, the microphone that I really wanted, the version of this that I really wanted, the Top Dog, is $350.
Well, did it look like an NFL coach on the sidelines?
Yeah, it looked just like this. Maybe even more beefy.
Well, this is not how Britney looked, I can guarantee you.
No, but
this is crazy.
But
I look like a football player.
You, Jen, ain't nobody seeing you. It's just me and you in here, boo.
Yeah, I know, but anytime we go through Starbucks, Chick-fil-A, anywhere, I have to take this thing off.
You don't have to take it off. You choose to.
Right.
You choose to because you're embarrassed. You're embarrassed at my passion.
I'm not embarrassed by your passion. I'm embarrassed by this headset.
Okay. So I was able to save up my ducats because we get a little allowance every 2 weeks. And for I did a side project. I forget. What is it? What did I do? I forget. I did a side project, and then I used my allowance, and I bought two of these headsets. They were only $200 each.
Okay, so that's what we're doing in the car.
That's why we're in the car, because we do the podcast here. Who said this? Oh, Sam said, why y'all looking so good in those headset mics? Talk to me, Sam. Tell them.
And Sam's the one who recommended the
headset.
Sam,
shout out to you. Girl, thank you. Hopefully the quality is pristine. Sam, the reason why we look so dang good in these headsets is because of you. It was your idea.
She had a better idea than what was executed, I will say. A Britney mic would have been very less obvious than this.
Okay, so
this is crazy.
Okay, you just gotta let it go. We're not gonna get Britney Spears' mic.
All right.
All right, we're moving on. All right, Aaron Lee, who is so kind, by the way.
She's the best.
Comments on things.
She's great.
Just a great human.
Yeah, she listens to the podcast. She told me last week.
Let's go. Okay, how did you all meet? And what was the thing that won you over? Thank you, Aaron. Jen, take it away.
We met on Christian Mingle.
Christian Mings.
And 2017? Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's
got married in 2018.
Pause. Yeah, we did meet in 2017.
Yeah, September 2017. I moved to...
Oh, no, we met in 2016. Hold up. We met on Christian Mingle.
Oh, let's not go there.
We have to go there because it's part of the story.
Word. Okay, it's part of our story. So let me tell it.
I'll let you tell it because I'm still jaded.
So
go
what
on.
Had happened was the same week that I met Nate, I also met another guy. His name... Well, we won't even go there.
No, we don't have to go. Don't do all that.
So I literally met him 3 days, maybe 2 days before I started talking to Nate or even saw Nate's profile on Christian Mingle. And so I didn't know either of them very well at all. Okay. But I'd been talking to this guy a little bit longer. So I was like, let me just give him a solid chance and see where it goes. And if it goes nowhere, like maybe I'll just remember this guy's information. So
wow, so I want y'all to hear the mother of my child. I was second draft. I was draft
but
pick
who
number
won
two.
First
right, I got her pregnant, bro. And where are you at?
Oh wow. Okay.
Where are you at?
All right, let's not worry about him.
Sorry. All right.
No, he's a nice guy, but doesn't know how to treat a lady.
Right, not a good fit for my wife.
No,
clearly. Because she mine, bro.
Right. And because I have periods, which is like a whole nother thing for another day.
Yeah, that's a whole...
That like really weirded him out. Excuse me. Like, have you ever met a girl ever? Anyways, moving right along. So I didn't know that, obviously, at the time. Or I would have been like, forget these 2 days that I invested. I will just talk to Nate. But that didn't happen. So we met on Christian Mingle 2 days prior. I met this other guy. Day three, I meet Nate. I see his cutesy little profile picture. I still remember what it is. And on Christian Mingle, you smile at each other.
Hey.
And And I think I smiled first.
I don't think so. I think
he thinks he smiled
first. I'm fairly certain I did, because we would have connected immediately if I smiled.
But what is so cool about our Christian Mingle story is the way that Christian Mingle works is it shows you people in like a 50 to 100 mile radius.
Right.
And that's as like far out as you can make the radius.
I think you can make it up to 200, I think.
Was it 200?
Or maybe that
was... It wasn't very far. It like wasn't out of our states.
No. It was far enough. I think Tinder, because I was on all the
far
apps,
enough
y'all.
To where it would be like, oh yeah. Right.
All
right,
the
husband
easy.
Of my son.
Okay, wow.
I mean, the father of my son.
The husband of my little boy. What?
You know what I mean.
Yeah, sounds Game of Thrones-y.
So then, hold on. I'm telling the story here.
Go on.
So then, what was so cool about our story in particular is that because you could only set the radius out that far, I lived in Kansas. Nate lived in Maryland. The distance was almost 2,000 miles. Right? It was like 1,900 miles.
Yeah.
1,911 miles or something. We used to know exactly, but it doesn't really
matter.
It's
like 1,600 something, I think.
But Christian Mingle has this online feature. So you can literally, like when you get so desperate, just throw it out there. Who's online right now? Let me just see.
Right.
And if I remember correctly, it's kind of like you can see everyone online at one time. Like their pictures, right? Like your pictures are lined up. And everybody that is online right now. And I remember specifically like honing in on your picture.
Hey.
Because I thought that you were dressed so well and like really looked artsy and cutesy.
And what happened? Look at me now. I'm wearing a sleep shirt. This is...
Yeah, that's a sleep shirt
this
from
is
Walmart.
This is the top part of a sleep shirt packed from Walmart.
Y'all.
That this hat's makeup. From Walmart too. Most of my clothes is... Oh my goodness. Continue.
Okay.
You said Nate got a what?
A
just call me
set
out.
From Walmart, and I think it was a woman's. I'm so sorry, baby.
Are you serious?
I think those are women's sleep pants. Yeah.
There's no way.
I really think that they're women's sleep pants.
There's no way.
Is the waist elastic with no drawstring?
No, there's a drawstring.
Is there a pee-pee hole?
Yes. Well, not
that opens?
No. I haven't been digging at the crotch
so.
Like that.
I don't think so.
I did not get that out the no woman section. I didn't.
No, it was rogue. It wasn't in a section at all. It was rogue.
I
by the
guarantee
sunglasses.
You. It says medium back here. Does I mean, this fits. No,
hanes.
It's not. This there's no
it just
way
says
for a woman.
Hanes. It says medium. Made in India. I mean, we're not going to get very far
this,
past
I'm
that.
Not wearing women's clothing right
I think
now.
It might be.
It's not. Did you say pause?
Anyway.
No, but before we get into
it, it's a really cute shirt. It's
thank
a
you.
Brown and white striped, and it has matching.
It has matching pants.
Moo pants.
They are not. They are not moo moo pants.
They're sweepy pants.
they're loose.
They're sweep.
They're loose fitting.
Y'all, they sweep on the floor.
They're sleep lounge wear.
Need to clean our floors with the length
wow.
of these pants.
Okay. Okay, now that I'm under the bus, toot beep
no,
beep.
They're cute.
They
I
are.
Actually first picked it up for me
are
to
you,
wear the shirt.
Are you serious?
You're like, ooh, I love that. I was like, okay, guess it's yours.
No, I think I picked that joint up for me. And you're like, ooh, yeah, definitely get that.
It is a really cute shirt. Uh-oh, our son's waking up.
Shoot,
okay,
we
got a bike.
We were yelling.
Yeah.
I used to have a striped shirt that was white and this like coffee color, but Jen has
right.
our
here
has our
go.
Dryer on 6,100 million. And keeps washing my dang shirts.
Yo, they shrink every time.
Jen's
like, please
washing,
somebody
yo.
DM how to do laundry. Because Jen's our washer, like, I swear, I put things in there Nate size, and then they come out in
max
can
size.
Wear them.
No,
like, yo, literally.
Honestly, I have to tell Jen, stop washing my stuff. Please.
He puts a pile over on his side of the bed that I can't get to.
I just try to hide my clothes.
So that I don't wash them.
Because she's like, oh, this is on the floor. Pick it up. I was like, no.
If it's been
I
worn,
can.
Instead of like folding it, I just wash it. Like,
just
I don't
that,
know.
Just so that it goes
because I don't want, I don't want things to like pile up on the floor or
yeah.
be on the floor, on
and
the bed or on top of the dresser.
Like, man,
so I just put them all in the hamper.
I'm thinking, man, I'm gaining crazy
okay,
weight.
Okay, we've veered.
Okay, we have.
So,
continue.
Okay, so back
sorry,
to the story.
Aaron.
We, so then, anyway, all of that to say, the relationship with that dude didn't work out, obviously.
Praise
okay?
the Lord. PTL.
So, then what had happened was Nate first had an Instagram account called Breakfast.
No. Nate Williams XX.
Okay, yeah, that's what it was.
I was in a band briefly called Jetpacks.
He was in a band called Breakfast.
No, okay. I was in a band called... Okay, I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off. Continue.
Right. And the story behind it, it sounds like Nate had a Pornhub username. Because he had a band called the Jetpacks with two X's on the end.
Thank you. That's all
so
I wanted to say.
So it was Nate Williams XX. And I was like, yo, who is this band? Anyway, I knew he was in a band. I didn't remember the name of the band. Anyway, the relationship with this guy didn't work out. But so I met Nate in October, the first time on Christian Mingle.
Yes.
Started talking to the other guy. On Thanksgiving, Nate texted me.
Yep.
Happy Thanksgiving. Your girl didn't respond because I was talking to this other guy. He texts me at Christmas. Nate texts me at Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Yeah. Like, I hope you're doing well and, you know, enjoying your family.
Didn't respond.
Inside joke that we had for the one day that we talked.
It was a really cute joke, too. Because we would say, white girl, thumbs up, or something like
that.
And
on Christian Mingle, you can't send emojis.
No, you can't send emojis. So we would have to, like, put in parentheses the type of emoji we would have sent if we had emoji options.
We were flirting hard day one.
Oh, my gosh.
I had no idea there was another man.
Okay. So then, on, I believe it was New Year, Nate texted me again. And, like, in his little preshy way, he was pursuing me the whole time while talking to all these other women. And, like,
wow.
I'm just saying.
Under the bus.
You weren't waiting around for me either.
I wasn't. I was out here in these proverbial streets. And that's on me.
Even after we met. Excuse me, Laura. So
that's
then,
on me, cuh. My bad, cuh.
Even after we met. So then what happened was.
Wow, I'm not the one over here with a full-fledged relationship with some dude from Timbuktu.
It was just one dude. Excuse me, sir. You went on a date while we were dating. Okay,
wow.
See?
We're not even there yet. Aaron, you didn't want to open up this bag of worms.
Well, here we are, Aaron. So thank you for bringing this up.
Okay.
So then what had happened was I told Nate on New Year's, I believe he texted me again. Hey, girl.
Happy New Year. About
just
to have a whole new year.
Slide up in these DMs.
God bless you. God keep you.
And I was like, let me just be honest with him. So I told him, hey, like, I met another guy right before I met you. Like, I don't want you to think that I'm trying to blow you off, but I'm not trying to, like, talk to both of you at the same time because I don't think it's fair, blah, 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 blah. So I was very honest about where I was, right? And
true.
Nate received it really well.
I was
He's like, thank
true.
You so
I get
much.
It.
Like, I appreciate your honesty and, you know. So then I realized that this guy thinks that it's weird that I have periods. And I'm like, this isn't going to work long term.
No,
like, on top of a lot of other things. Like, he was the type of person, my least favorite type of person, dare I say, that, like, makes jokes at other people's expense and then, like, laughs about them and just leaves you sitting there and, like, do you really feel that way about me? Like, because that's kind of, like... a rude thing to just joke about.
You said you had a weird eyebrow or something like that?
Yeah. He thought my eyebrows were ridiculous because they stick straight up in the corner. Like, the corner by my nose. Mm. Which, doesn't everybody's?
I don't know. Look at mine. How are mine looking?
100%. They stick straight up. They go right, left, and, like, it'd be weird if your eyebrows just all went one direction.
For real.
Like, in the fluffy corner, they go straight up.
Yeah.
And then they start going out to their sides, their respective sides. He thought it was very weird and would joke about how they laid and stuff. And, like, I'm not drawing them on like this. This is my natural eyebrows.
Right. This is what God gave me day
one. You can't really make fun of that. You know? It's like, wow, so I'm going to be self-conscious about that the whole time we're together?
No, that's not fun.
It was just like thing, you know, just was all adding up. And I was like, this is not the person for me. Like, our sense of humor is don't jive, and, like, sense of humor is very important. So long story very short, I ended that relationship. So then come April, I think it was April.
Pause. Is this the dude from Canada?
Yes.
Okay.
Please tell me he did not submit a question.
No.
You touched your phone like, is it the guy from, you know what
I
mean? And I was like,
okay, I'm sorry.
What?
No, there's no way.
Oh my gosh.
What I'm saying is, pause. I know that you had said to me while I was under the bus, you said you went on a date while we were together. You went to Canada to break up with the dude officially while we had already been talking.
Yeah, I had already planned a trip to Canada before I knew, like, oh, man, he's really a jerk. And then he started being a jerk. And I was like, well, I'm already going to Canada. So I literally, like, explored Canada and FaceTimed my dad the whole time. Like, my dad essentially went on that trip with me because every day I would leave and go, like, explore the city. And I broke up with him while I was there. But it was like a beautiful trip and kind of like a, I was single and like having fun, you know, by myself, like doing like a getaway for just me.
Yeah. I think we were talking then.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, oh, yeah. 100%. Like we were talking. Like that's how like certain of breaking up with him I was. Like,
right.
I was like, I'm going to go because I still want to go on this trip. I bought an expensive like international quote unquote ticket. So I was like, let me just go and.
True. And she wasn't, you weren't talking to him as the same time that you were talking to me.
No, no.
Once we realized that we liked each other, we cut all.
That was it.
All other human beings.
And that was within, aw, we would say this thing and it was like, no eggs, no basket. Do you remember
right.
this?
Yeah.
No eggs, no basket.
I remember
and
that.
We would just tell each other that for like, okay, 4 days maybe.
Right. And the premise was, is we were fear, like, it wasn't
we didn't
want
to freak each other out.
Right.
Like,
but it was more than just I'm putting all my eggs
in
the basket.
One basket.
Yeah.
It's, so we were like, no eggs, no basket. Like, it's non-committal. You know, we're just going to be friends and take it slow. 4 days later, all eggs, all like.
All the eggs, someone else's eggs, three baskets.
Literally, like, the script flipped very quickly.
The following month, I bought an engagement ring. So yeah. Just letting y'all right. know, I was about it.
So the progression of all of this, you could have just fast-forwarded through all of the details. Oh, our son's awake.
Crap.
But good, because he'll go to sleep at a normal, a decent-ish bedtime.
Yeah,
but he might start
gonna
crying.
Scream at us for...
Yeah.
Yep, here it comes.
Yep.
Continue.
Okay, so the whole progression was we first met in October. We didn't start talking until April.
Of 2017.
Yep. I moved to Maryland to be closer to Nate in September of 2017. Nate proposed January 1st, 2018, and
yep.
we got married in March 2018.
Yes.
So we were together for 11 months.
Not even.
Yeah. Before we got married.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have been married since 2018, so a couple of years.
3 years.
Yeah.
Going on four.
Yeah.
Best decision I ever made in my entire life.
Yeah. So, very long story, but that is how we met, and that is the story of us.
Oh, the second part to our question was, what was the thing that won you over?
I think, like, it took time, but Nate was very... Oh, one of the very first things that won me over was he wanted to FaceTime one night, and I was like, I really don't want to do that. I don't have any makeup on. Like, we'd never seen each other, you know?
Right.
And he just called me anyway.
I said,
and
girl,
I was
I'm
like,
not wearing makeup neither. Let's
here
get
I
it.
Am. Like,
bleep.
I got to answer. And so I answered.
Hello?
Yeah. And we talked for probably 6 hours.
6-7 hours. Yeah,
yeah.
Something like that.
And it was, like, the easiest conversation. Like, not an awkward moment, didn't skip a beat, very honest conversation for somebody that we'd only, like, known each other for, what, a week? No, 2 days?
Yeah.
3 days?
Yeah.
And it was just, like, super easy.
Yeah.
Like, we had known each other. I know that people say that, but it really did feel like that. Like,
yeah.
Whoa, have you been my best friend this whole time and I just didn't know?
I look back and think, like, what a sweet dating period that we had, because like we said, we started talking in April of 2017 and we've talked every day since then, and I knew fairly early on, I was like, man, this girl's amazing. I was like, she lives in Kansas, I live in Maryland, I don't know how the heck this is gonna work, but man, I really like her.
Yeah.
And we would FaceTime every day all throughout the day.
I was a barista and I would just set my phone up. And he would, like, watch me.
I'd watch her work, and I'd have her. I would.
Yeah.
I'd be on FaceTime, and she'd just be in my pocket.
Our son is fine, by the way.
Yeah, he's not. He's just being vocal.
Yeah. He just likes to let us know how he's feeling.
Just yelling out. Yeah. And so I look back, and I know I've said this to you before, but there are times where we FaceTime present day, and I kind of think back to, like, oh, man.
Yeah,
like,
it's very sweet.
This used to be the only way that we would communicate, and now I can see her, like, in person. And so I'm just, like, thankful that I get to be around you normal style. Okay.
Oh, and then following that, like, the consistency. Nate is the same person that day that I met him that he is today. And, like, nothing has changed.
I would hope that I'm a better husband now than...
Well, I mean, as far as, like, your honesty and loyalty and, like, respect. Like, it's not like, oh, now that I have her, I'm a different person.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Bagged kind of like that dude in Canada. Now I'm about to be weird.
Right. Like, yeah. You've just been consistent, consistent, consistent.
Well, thank you. And I think that you've been, I think what initially drew me to Jen was how honest and transparent she was. And we shared all of our dirty laundry galore.
Right.
That first conversation.
Yeah.
And I think that her, what?
There was something I asked you this week, and you had said.
What did I say? I have no idea what you're talking
about. Okay. I asked you this week. I was like, did you ever cheat on anybody? Or did you ever get cheated on?
Mm.
Something had happened. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think it was a show.
We saw something on
a show
or something. Somebody had cheated on somebody. I was like, man, did you ever get cheated on? And he was like, no, but, like, I wasn't the best guy, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, yeah, because that one time, like, you danced with somebody. And he was
like, I told you
everything.
You're like, yeah, or was it that other time where you said you, I was like, dang, I told you that, too? You're like, oh, you're like, boy, I know about them all.
I told you everything.
I said, dang, I didn't keep no secrets back.
No, none at all.
You said, oh, that girl you danced with in London?
Right.
Yeah, I did do that.
Right. Who you grind it up on?
Yeah. No. Well, easy. I mean,
it's
this
okay,
was
Max.
I was 20.
Okay, that's an actual crying.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
No, buddy. The car seats the pit.
Anyway, we don't have to talk about my escapades in
right,
London.
But.
But yes, you know all,
that all
the
to
things.
Say.
You know all the things.
Yeah,
about
we shared
me.
All the things.
The thing that drew
week.
Me, the thing that drew me was how serious
that
Jen
booty.
Was.
Oh,
no,
sorry
that
about
too.
That.
I mean,
whatever.
The yams were plentiful. But no, but for real, the thing that drew me to Jen was, it was like maybe 2 days in, and she was saying like, man, like I really like you, and I was like, I really like you too, and she's like, I was like, man, I just don't know how this is gonna work, cause like I live in Maryland and you live all the way in Kansas, and she's like, well, there's such thing as airplanes. I was like, oh, you trying to come fly to the boy? You're like, yeah, and I think you booked a ticket like the next week. To come see me.
Yeah, it was like pretty soon thereafter.
So mm-hmm. I was like, yeah. Yo, she is being serious. And I think that for me, not that I was like trying to play games, neither one of us were. But I remember thinking like, man, she's like
okay,
showing
baby.
Me her actual
okay.
heart. And I just liked how committed she was. And she's the same way in her friendships, the same way that she is as a daughter, you know, to her parents or sister-in-law. She's very like loyal. And so I remember I had scheduled a date with some girl mm. on like a Friday, and I like us talking to Jen on like
Thursday. We've been together for like 2 weeks.
That is not accurate.
Yes, it is.
It was like there's no way because it was like within the week because I had hung out with that girl like 2 weeks before or
All
a week before.
We'll call it even a week.
Okay, so.
But keep in mind, within a week, we already knew all eggs
right.
were in the basket.
And so
and my
I
boy
said,
was like, man, I got to go on a date with this girl.
Because
and I,
was I
like,
told
oh,
her.
You have to, huh?
Because I told her that I would, and she made arrangements so that, you know, she could be there. So I was like, man, like, I should go. And it was awkward because I clearly was interested in Jen. So
mm-hmm.
looking back, well, Jen will, number one, never let me live that down ever. Yeah, anyway, that's
yeah,
what
no,
it
for real,
originally won me over. Okay.
The frequency just changed in my ears.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll turn
yeah.
up then. All right, Katie Yingling asked.
She's so cool. When am I going to text her back? Probably.
Yeah, sorry, Katie. Jen's terrible at texting
terrible.
People back. Absolutely
I think
garbage.
I did see I do have a text from her for real.
She's got 50 joints to respond back to.
Literally.
So. And that's not on so.
53
oh,
now.
She is. Jen's so cool. She's the coolest. I think that she
Jen gets
stressed out.
Very easily overwhelmed.
She's like, oh my gosh, everybody.
By the upkeep of
I got
all
group
the
text.
Things.
I think most of it's like
insane.
Group text from your mom sending pictures of
yeah, probably.
Izzy and stuff.
She said their office had mold and everyone got sent home.
I saw that. She's like, we didn't get the memo, so we showed
she
it to work.
She said this is a selfie.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
At
out
the
here
desk.
In my mask.
Hey. Microsoft hey. Word.
Got my cleavage out.
Wow. And she does oftentimes.
Oh, yeah. Therese is hilarious. She'll bring her elbows in. Like,
it's like,
gotta
whoa.
Push the girls up.
Here's the thing. If you're 64 and you're still getting the girls out of, you know,
right.
out of
Let's
bed
go,
and bringing them to school, then girl, have at it.
No. My mom is Moira.
Yeah.
If y'all ever seen that show.
But enough about your mother's cleavage. Let's get on to the next. Let's move on to the next
question.
What
did Katie say?
She said, go to Olive Garden order. Well, there's
a peach bellini tea salad. And if they have it, it's the ziti al forno. If they don't have it, it's going to be the, actually, probably the fettuccine.
The Alfredo? Wow.
I love
okay.
their fettuccine Alfredo.
True.
Their Alfredo sauce is, whoa.
Yeah, Jen.
Really, really good.
Jen will crush about two salads on her own. And I'm talking the big
salad. The whole salad. Easily.
The bowl that they bring out for the party.
Yeah.
Like, Jen will eat that whole salad. And she'll pick all, like, I guess it comes with tomatoes. She'll pick
the
things
out. Oh, yeah, take all
the
tomatoes off, the cucumbers, leave the onion. Just bring me the onion, the lettuce. The dressing for sure and the croutons.
Yep.
And then might as well just leave the Parmesan
and she just goes to
at
town.
The table.
Yeah. She's like, tell me when to stop. Jen's like, you might want to go on break.
Right.
Because we're going to be here
for
a minute.
You could just leave it here. Leave it here and like, we'll be good. We'll call it good.
And keep in mind she's lactose intolerant. So that booby buddy comes in quick.
And then you have to get the peach bellini. Like, must.
Have to.
Right.
For me... Also, Olive Garden is Jen's favorite place, so that's why she knew it with the quickness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Love Olive Garden.
Favorite place. I feel like we've spent multiple anniversaries of some sorts. Some sort of celebratory things have been in Olive Garden. Because I remember there was a time where we went like two times.
Oh, yeah.
Three times in a week. I was like, Jen, I can't do this no more.
Yeah.
Olive Garden
I'm an Olive Garden freak.
Yeah, it's delicious. But, yo, those...
Yeah, I'm a freak for Olive Garden.
What's it called? The tablecloths smell horrible.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
It smells like a...
I'll give you
it
that.
It smells like a cafeteria. Them joints stink.
I'll give you that.
And so I get that smell in my nose, and it's triggering for me. Makes me think back to when I...
It does smell like wet cloth in there.
It makes me think back when I was doing the dishes at Arby's. That's what it smells like.
I'll give you that.
It stink. For me, they have the chicken fritas, right? That's what I get.
Mm,
I do the build-your-own pasta. I do chicken frita. And I think I do sausage. And I usually get that with the five cheese marinara sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to calm down on the breadsticks because I will go off on a breadstick hard.
Right.
Something that Jen's middle brother, Jeff, did was that he would order, what's that stuff called? What's it, cheese? It's not cheese. It's something.
Alfredo boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Alfredo boat.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he'd get that and dip his red sticks in it, and it's a game changer.
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
Absolutely changes the game. Those are what those Olive Garden orders. Katie said, are y'all in the helicopter? No, we're not.
Might as well be. They're on the side of a football field.
Now, you heard what I said about the headsets earlier. So, Haley had a good question, and I'll do that one last. Maria, has there ever been a huge decision that you both felt differently about?
That's a great question.
Excellent question.
A huge decision?
Yeah.
Well,
we can pull up on the most recent one, if you feel inclined.
What's that?
The shot.
Oh, sure.
And we're not talking about a shot of alcohol, because we don't do those anymore, because we've grown.
That's probably the best one, probably.
The most recent one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, people are out here getting vaccinated, and some people are not, and... It is up to the individual. But a friend of ours came over, Kimberly, and she was talking about how the Delta variant is more contagious and was kind of saying, I know y'all hear Max back there wilding out.
He really is fine. He's just being vocal.
Yeah, he's not even mad. He's just playing with the thing.
He's got his little teether, and he's like, it's frustrated by it.
So in talking to her and then in talking to my brother from another mother, Moss, he's in my band, and talking to my friend Cam and knowing that my parents all got it, I was thinking like, man, if that's a way that I could possibly protect myself and protect my family from, you know, what's going on in the world, then, like, let me do that. Let me do the thing that would, like, keep me more protected. And so at the time, me and Jen were beefing a little bit. Correct me if I'm wrong. Not straight up beefing, but, like, in a previous episode, we were talking about how when we don't get to spend time together, we just end up on different pages.
Yeah.
So this is on the tail end of probably not spending any quality time with each other for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Two of those weeks, her parents were in town. The next week, her friend Angie was in town for a couple of days.
I know, baby.
Keep in mind, throughout all of this, like, I'm still working and, like, doing my side hustle stuff, and Jen's doing her side hustle stuff. And Maria came. So, Maria, this is answering your question. You came at the tail end of that weekend. And so...
Actually, Maria was here.
Yeah, but she came on a Friday, right?
Yeah.
I think. And... Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's ready to be out of the car seat.
I understand. Does it seem like he's tired or no?
I don't think he's tired. I think he wants out of the car seat.
Okay. Well, that can't really happen right now. So we'll be right back. Maria, I'll pick it up off from there. Quick commercial break. Cue the transition music. And we're back, and Jen done it again. It has been probably 1 minute since we took a break. Less. You got to put your joint back on. Oh, you have to hold it?
Yeah, I have to hold it.
Okay. Okay, I believe in you. Yeah, no, you're right. And I got it from memory from here, boo. Anyway, Max was losing it. Just be careful with the microphone because it's still, you know, doing its thing. All right, pull your one side.
There we go.
All right, so Max was losing it. Jen, I see her on her phone, and I was just like, okay, I guess
she's out.
I was like, it's like, oh,
guess Jen's done.
Okay. just leaving me to it. All right, true. And
I don't even know what came across. What came
I have
me.
No idea, but thank you. Now, here's the thing, and this is messed up, and you're going to feel bad, but I'm going to say it. You know how we've always said, "Yo, we're not gonna be the parents to put a phone in front of our kid." Yes, we are.
Right. I just pulled up high contrast video on YouTube, and it's literally just a white butterfly flying across a black screen.
You can't hear him, can y'all? My man got quiet.
He said,
wait a minute now.
And
now,
he's literally honed in, just happy as a clam.
Can I say something that's terrible?
Yeah, Lord, let there be a commercial, and this man's going to freak out.
Right, we don't want that. But also, I've got my iPad. You see how we have that mirror there?
Yeah, we're about to be on
you already see what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, we need that iPad charged and in this car every day.
Oh, my goodness. Now, be honest with me. Do you feel bad about doing that?
Well, this is just high contrast. It's not like some stupid little...
Bubba Guppies.
God bless.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's what we watched with Izzy.
Really? No, that was PJ Masks.
No, we watched Bubble Guppies in the car.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Whoops.
Honestly,
hey,
I get it.
Do whatever you
care.
Can. Hey, do it. I didn't even know that was a real show.
I'm okay with it. Like... in the car, but if y'all fight me and we leave this car and you're asking for this,
nah, then we're fighting for real.
It's a hard no.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% down to charge that iPad, have that thing huge, plop just, that thing back. You already know what I'm saying.
Yep, because it is nothing is worth the scream.
Not a thing. Nothing. Not a thing. Okay, let me get. I think there's only one more question. Oh wait, I'm gonna pick it back up. So Maria.
Oh yeah, Maria.
So. While you guys, so Jen had to go. No. Jen had to. No. I'm trying to talk and he's got me off.
Okay. Back to the butterflies. Hold
okay.
up.
Back it up. Back it up. Butterflies he likes. He likes butterflies. Back it up, Jen. Back it up. I will, if you send me that video, I will cut it and I will loop it.
When your dad's a videographer.
For an hour.
Yo, we're going 45. Please slow down. We're going 20 over.
Oh, I've been slowing down.
No.
I've been slowing down. Look, I'm going 25 right now. I wasn't at
Yo,
first.
Yo, the butterflies.
It's the butterfly.
He loved the butterfly on in the book.
Jen,
What's
send me this
deal
video.
With butterflies?
I don't know. I don't know. I think that he...
As soon as it went to Bubbles, he hated it.
Yeah, he lost it. He's like, Bubbles, man, get that crap out of here.
Get this out of here. Give me the butterflies
back.
And he's just watching them fly across the screen.
He can't be a grown boy and they say, what's your favorite animal? And he's like, butterflies.
I love butterflies.
I like butterflies.
Hey, maybe he can. There's thousands of butterfly types.
True. I just feel like he would get into a fist fight. They're like, you like butterflies? I like tigers. A tiger would destroy a butterfly.
And then he would say, you need to know yourself better.
He'd say, be that as it may.
Be that as it may, I love butterflies.
I love butterflies. And they
always have.
They represent change. A metamorphosis, right. If you will. And I'll say, go ahead, son. You tell that bully that he can change too.
The butterfly's wearing off. Okay, it's fine. It's fine.
All right, try the bubbles.
All right, nope. Try another one. I'm going past the bubbles. The bubbles pissed him off.
Okay, go past the bubbles.
What about this, Max?
Yeah, look at that.
Whoa.
Whoa, what's that? I can't even see it.
It's a bullseye just bouncing up and down.
Okay, is he feeling it or no? Ooh, doesn't sound like it. Marie, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get to your question, but as you can see, Jen's out here trying to cater to the congregation.
Maybe I need to turn the music up on it.
Whoa, hold up, wait. Hopefully it's copyright free. I'm not trying to get flagged out here. It's not
working.
That deep, is it? Wow, okay.
I'll take it. It does get flagged. It's working.
Hey, it's whatever, yeah.
Okay, so very quickly, go on.
So Maria, while Jen was going to get you, I did some research. And when I say research, when people who are scientifically doing research, they read all about like whatever argument they're trying to make, then they read the opposing side, then they make a hypothesis and submit a whatever and blah. So when I say research, I mean it very loosely. I wasn't doing all that. I wasn't looking at, let me look at the opposing argument and I wasn't doing all that. But I looked at some articles and they said that the things that I was worried about from the vaccine. So I was thinking like, it was rushed and, they just threw a whole bunch of stuff together and blah, blah. Well, I read then, and I can't repeat it verbatim, but it was like, hey, like they had been working on something like this for years before, and they put the finishing touches on it, so to speak, recently. So I was like, okay, that makes me feel better. And then it's like, hey, we're not actually putting the virus situation in you. It's like the proteins that are on the outside of the virus, and so that, let your body know. So I was like, okay, true. And then asking people like my friend Moss and Cam, my friend Kimberly was a huge proponent of it, and knowing that my parents got it, I was thinking like, man, these are all, and my concern was like, yo, black people usually, and
Whoa. The
healthcare, what?
He's trying to pick his own video. He's
wow.
touching the screen.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to the next one.
He's surpassed what we thought. He's over here reaching out and trying to slap it?
Yeah.
That's not good.
He almost
good.
Selected another video. For
My
real.
My goodness. Kids learn quick. But anyway, so black people and usually like health or like medical type stuff like don't go particularly well. Just because black people have been like experimented on, excuse me, back in the day and have received poor treatment in the past. And not saying that that's necessarily been the case for me, but it just makes me a little bit hesitant to get a thing that, I don't know, just might not have people of my hue in mind. And keep in mind, like, this is all, like, I think the right word is anecdotal. This is all, like, my own personal experience type whatever. But in reading the stuff that I did, I was like, yeah, I should probably go ahead and get this. Also thinking, like, I don't want to have, like, one of the side effects from getting COVID is having depression. And I know that I already have... Like, I've battled with anxiety before, and I don't think I was depressed. I think that I was just anxious. Also, are we inside of an opera?
I'm so sorry.
You have to, if you can hear it in your headset, everyone else is hearing it, too.
That's on me, cuz.
Hey,
that
is on you, cuz. Come
oh
on,
cuz. Oh, my word. We have a two-minute ad.
Jeez Louise. You can't skip it?
No one has time for this.
You can't skip it? You should be able to skip it in 7 seconds. Oh, he's losing it.
There we go.
Skip
there
it.
Go.
Back
there
to the butterflies or something. Crank that music,
here we go,
too.
Here we
Show
go,
it to
here
him.
We go.
Get in front of his eyes. Quit.
Do you want to be in the music? You said you didn't want to be in the opera anymore.
No, you had the microphone inside
go,
the... Is he liking it?
Doesn't
sound
like
it.
Good night.
He's losing it.
This parenting gig's no joke.
It's not. So Maria, my thought was, and Maria, I'm sure that the baby screaming in the background is somewhat
homie
for you. After seeing all that, I was just like, man, I should probably get this. And my thought, when me and Jen had a conversation about it.
Oh, he's hungry. Sorry.
You said he's hungry?
Yes. It's been 3 hours since he lost him.
Oh,
true. He eats every 3 hours.
Okay,
that's what's
well,
going on
here. We got 10 minutes, pimp. So hold on.
10 minutes, buddy, and then we'll eat. I know you're hungry.
Me and Jen had talked about it, but we really didn't we hadn't come to a conclusion. But I was saying, like, man, I was leaning towards, like, hey, I think I will get it. And Jen was leaning towards, like, I don't think I am. So she goes to get you. You guys come back. And I think that she, like, we hang out and you guys go to the beach and stuff like that. And in that time, I thought, man, if I'm going to do this, I need to do it. I need to do it, like, as soon as possible. Because if I have any side effects for it, I don't want it to, like, mess me up for Sunday when I have work, like, at the church. So I think that you probably came. Maria came, like, on a Friday or a Thursday. Can you remember? I think I scheduled it for a Saturday for myself. And I got the first shot. And after talking to Jen, it's not okay.
Nope.
After talking to Jen, she was like, dang, like, and I get it. Like, and in my mind, I thought, like, hey, I'm making a decision, like, for me, because we were both saying, like, hey, you know, Jen was like, hey, I'm breastfeeding. I also, like, want to get pregnant again. This hasn't really been tested for this, so we don't really know. So she's like, yo, I'm not trying to do this. I was like, true. I'm not pregnant or breastfeeding. And I was like, if this isn't going to mess up my chance of, like, reproducing, then I'm not opposed. Anyway, that's where we were differing, and that's one of the main things. Max is crying a whole lot out of hunger, I believe. So quick commercial break, and then we will answer the very last question that comes from Haley. So quick break. We'll be right back. Okay, and we're back. Jen, well done. She found another video, classic music. It's happening. All right. So, Maria, to put a pin in that last part, Jen, after talking to Jen, I realized that getting the shot, although I'm one individual, me and Jen are married and we're a team, and what I do to me affects her, and what she does to her affects me, and I didn't do a good job of looping her into my thought process and where I was at. And Jen, at the time, walked away thinking that my friends had more of an influence on my decisions than how she felt, like how she, like the conversation that we had. And I felt bad about that. And that had been the first time where, I think probably the only time, that it was like a differing of a decision like that. And so looking back, like we both got COVID, what?
The music just picked up as you said that.
So you both got COVID. No sense of smell. You can't taste. La-di-doo-doo-doo. So,
I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, what a strange time for the beat to drop. So
Beethoven's 12 and B.
COVID.
COVID. You're funny.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
Appreciate it.
Beethoven's COV and ID.
So we both got COVID, and I don't know if this is like a, I don't know if this is coincides with it or not, but Jen had a way, like Jen was way more sick than I was. She still has no sense of smell or taste. For me, it was one day of not being able to smell or taste too great. The next day, I was back in the game, back in the kitchen, whipping it up. So, okay, we are in the auditorium. The band has warmed up. And they're playing again.
It's because they're... When Max keeps touching it.
I got you. When you bring it over, it's like... da, 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 da. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, so Maria, that's been the biggest thing. And I'm guessing that Jen may have shared that with you already. I think she was kind of surprised, like, yo, Nate's out here just shot it up. What the heck? But that's probably a whole nother episode for another day. And the last question is from the soon-to-be babysitter, Haley. And Haley said, what is your number one hope for Max? Haley, that is a great question.
Wow, that is loaded.
That's a great question, and we will end with that.
What is my greatest hope for Max?
Greatest hope for Max.
Okay, I think I know it.
Go for it.
I genuinely hope... Well, like, okay, aside from the most basic Christian answer, that I hope that Max loves the Lord and honors him.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
I really hope and pray that Max waits to find someone that can give him the relationship that me and his dad have.
Oh, that's deep.
Because the quality of life thereafter.
Come on.
It's your whole life
that
you spend with that person.
It's true.
And I really hope and pray that he finds not like a wife that's great like I am, but like a relationship.
I feel you.
Like the one that we have.
Yeah. I'm gonna say yes to that. I also hope that for Max. I also my hope is that he is a kind man.
Yes.
And I think that with kindness, and I use the word kind on purpose because I think with kindness comes being gentle.
I'm so sorry. The music picks back up. There. He's not looking at the video at all. He's just stared off into space.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Like, forget everything.
He's like, man.
They can't hear me.
Life
they're
is
not
great.
Listening
they're
not, to
they
me.
They don't care. I'm hungry, and that lady has yet to get her boob out.
He's not straight watching up. It at all.
Straight up. So I say I use kind on purpose, like I said, because I think that comes with gentleness. Like, I think that he'll be gentle in the way that he speaks to people. He'll be patient. I feel like kind people are patient. So I say kind because I think it encompasses a lot of other traits that I want to have in Max. And I think that kindness truly does get you very far in life. I think that if you're kind to people, you know, and people see that you have like a good heart about you, I think that I really just think that the Lord blesses that. So my prayer is that Max is a kind boy that grows into a kind man. You have to be doing that on purpose.
I was.
Lord have mercy.
I was doing it on purpose. So when you're talking about him being kind and everything, there was a little music playing
little
behind.
Swell.
I was just trying to help you in the editing process.
I appreciate that. All right, this has been another episode
We're
of the Nate Loves Jim podcast. Thank you, Haley. Thank you, Samantha. Do you prefer Samantha or Sam? I've been calling you Sam, but maybe you want your full government situation, Samantha. Also, I don't even dare try to say your last name because it is complex.
We just say Z.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, we don't know.
Aaron, thank you as well. Katie, thank you as always. And Maria, thank you. To you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ladies, thank you very much. You made our afternoon very fun. I'm going to edit this today and post it up. Shout out to y'all. I'm out here in these streets. Jen, do you have any closing words for the 5 awesome ladies that made this episode possible?
I love all y'all, and I appreciate you all. And why are you posting this one tomorrow?
What do you mean?
Why we posted 2. Gotta go.
Oh, gotta go. All right. Be blessed. Don't be stressed. Do more and say less. If you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead and do that. Also, Max, we're here. Leave a review. That really like boosts us up in the rating thing. So leave a review. And that means like actually type something up. Also, give it like 5 stars. That'd be great. I gotta get this baby. Like I said, be blessed, don't be stressed, do more, say less. We love you guys. Bye.